Money in politics?
Yeah, there's more and more of it, and it's often hard to trace. New Orleans Public Radio's Patrick Madden takes a look at the casino industry and reports on what critics are calling a giant loophole.
Here in Louisiana, there's a colorful history of mixing gambling and politics.
It is the biggest public corruption trial in modern Louisiana history.
In 2000, former Governor Edwin Edwards was sent to prison.
He is convicted of extorting hundreds of thousands of dollars from applicants seeking riverboat casino licenses.
There have been other scandals over the years, too. It's one reason why state lawmakers banned casinos from making campaign contributions. Casinos are a huge business in Louisiana, and elected officials have a lot of say over the industry. Like last summer, when the state granted the Harrah's Casino exclusive gambling rights for 30 years in the Big Easy. The current governor, Democrat John Bel Edwards, no relation to his convicted predecessor, announced the deal.
This represents a tremendous investment in New Orleans, an investment.
At the time, Edwards, a Democrat, was running against Republican challenger Eddie Rasponi. It was the most expensive gubernatorial election in state history, and the ads were everywhere.
Phony Eddie Rasponi. He's not for us.
Paid for and authorized by Gumbo Pack.
Yep, the name is Gumbo Pack. And if you lived in Louisiana and owned a TV, you probably saw their ads last fall backing Edwards. What we knew at the time was that Gumbo Pack got more than $8 million from the Democratic Governors Association, or DGA. What we didn't know until a few weeks ago was where DGA got its money. When we combed through its 2019 tax records, we discovered that casino companies had contributed more than $400,000 to the group right around the time of the Louisiana election. We showed these tax records to Paul Seamus Ryan at the watchdog group Common Cause.
When casinos are giving money to one of those groups right before an election that the casino has a vested interest in, a governor's race, and then the DGA or the RGA spends the money in that race, that's a pretty clear connection.
The Republican Governors Association also spent millions on the race backing Rasponi, and then last month, the RGA also reported casinos among its contributors. While casinos can't donate directly to any Louisiana campaign, they can donate big sums to outside groups that have no restrictions on spending in the state, such as the Governors Associations. Caesars Entertainment, for one, gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to the associations. Caesars owns the Harrah's in downtown New Orleans and received that lucrative state license back in June. The casino says it follows state law and shared with us a letter it sent to the governor's associations. The letter instructs the groups not to spend its donations in states with strict rules, like Louisiana. And the DGA got back to us and said they use the casino money for non-political uses. Ryan at Common Cause isn't buying it.
At the end of the day, it's the casino money going to the DGA that arguably frees up DGA dollars to spend in Louisiana, money that would be illegal if the actual dollars came from the casinos themselves.
A number of states have so-called pay-to-play laws that determine who is prohibited from donating. In West Virginia, it's contractors. In Indiana, it's lotto companies. Those states and nine others have gubernatorial races on the ballot this November. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Madden.